Oh my God, I love your backdrop and you're so sexy. Oh my God, welcome to Future Fashion Icons. I am with Tate Hoskins, who is very sexy, and he is the number one most anticipated star of 2022. And you're wearing bright orange and a cowboy hat and you look hot. Oh my God. And your backdrop is flawless. What?
First of all, how are you doing today? Good to see you.
I'm good. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah. The backdrop, I did it. I want to say last year, early spring, I did it, just put it up, used some staples, ordered it online, you know.
What? Well, I guess you did just say that you renovated an entire kitchen, so I guess I should not be surprised that you have an entire epic, flawlessified backdrop.
The kitchen was a lot. This house renovation has been—it's been a lot. But I feel like I've learned a lot of stuff too. You know, like handiwork. It's been a good learning experience.
Your bright orange shirt, the way that it pops off the backdrop, and your furniture is that pastel color, and it all just seems to blend and contrast.
I just want to check and make sure everything is good with the audio. Yeah, video audio looks good.
Yeah, sound good. By the way, I am wearing a shirt inspired by you. It is a furry guy. He's very hairy and furry. I mean, I don't think you have a beard, but I don't think any of my planned guests have beards. So, I mean, close enough, right?
Close enough. Yeah, close enough for sure. I like it. I like the teeth. I'm making it to a cutoff.
What? Oh my God, I should do that. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I should make it a cutoff too.
Almost everything I own, I feel like is a cutoff at this point. If I buy a t-shirt, I ask myself, can I make this a cutoff in a year? And if not, I skip on.
Oh my God. I think I was thinking that briefly at some point, but I should be thinking that more often. Oh my God. It's like you put a giant flashbulb in my head. Now I want everything to be a cutoff, except that I think my abs are kind of fluffy because I'm eating way too much ice cream. I keep eating ice cream over and over and over again, and tacos and carne asada fries and burritos and burgers and milkshakes and Little Debbie snacks. But I mean, you're right. Even with a muffin top, I should still make it a crop top.
Listen, that's my one thing. I tell everybody, I don't care what your body type is like. You got to show it off. Be proud of it. You got to flaunt it if you got it. So whatever it is, you got to flaunt it. That's my motto.
Yeah. Oh my God. So wait, what are your skincare tips? Your skin looks flawless. You're like hot. Oh my God.
My really good friend, Max, he's a dermatologist, well, in the works of being a dermatologist. So he's got all of the, you know, connections and knowledge about what products are working and what don't. And for me, I grew up, I had really bad cystic acne. I think it was genetic, but, you know, it took a lot of kind of curating the right products and making sure that everything I used was, you know, free of, oil, like free of oils and smells. And like, you know what I mean? Yeah. A lot of stuff is just, I try to go as like bare bones, no scents as much as I can. And it's helped a lot. It, my skin's, you know, it's doing good.
I don't like that. There's always skincare products. I have like psoriasis, but there's always skincare products. They sound good. And then you read the ingredients and it says fragrance and it's like, oh, it's going to smell good, but it's going to ruin my skin.
That's the thing. If it has a bunch of fragrance in it, it breaks me out, I find. But yeah, it's a process. I'm still in the process of trying to like minimize scarring and stuff. It's one of my bigger insecurities.
Yeah.
So when people tell me that it looks good or my skin looks good, it always makes me feel like pretty good.
Yeah. Wait, so you are or were known for having flawless, epic hair, but then you shaved it off. So are you going to be keeping the buzz cut, or are you going to be world premiering new looks, especially since you're now world premiering an OnlyFans?
Yeah. So I'm letting it grow back out. Originally when I buzzed it off, honestly, I needed it gone. Every day I was like waking up and I just got so, irritated with it and having to fix it and it always being messy. So eventually I was like, all right, I actually had a dream that I buzzed it off in my dream. And I was like, this is the day. So I woke up, I took my camera, I recorded myself buzzing it off, and it was like just pure freedom. I felt so good about it.
Wait, so there was a video recording of you buzzing it off?
Yeah, I posted it. I posted it on TikTok when I did it. And I think I've never lost so many followers in my life until I buzzed my hair off. Out of all the things that I did and said, I think that was the biggest drop in follower. It's crazy, but it's growing back out. I'm gonna let it grow for a little bit. And then in the future, my goal is to like join the military. And if you don't know this, they make you buzz it off when you go in. So I'm going to just grow it out as much as I can for now. And then
Joining the military, but isn't this, I don't know. I mean, with that whole Russia, Ukraine, China, Taiwan thing, all of that going on, is now really the safest time to join, or is that kind of the point?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of coincidental that sort of this boiling pot hit the point that it did. But I told myself that like for a long time, the military is something that I want to experience it. I want to have that life experience. I want to go in and see if it is a good fit for me, just to get it under my belt, if that makes sense. And
is it going to be an Elvis Presley kind of thing where you join the military and then you suddenly come out with a comeback and you show up in a black leather cat suit?
It just might be. Maybe cat ears on top and then we'll...
Well, wait, so I was watching videos by the international megastar Dallas Preston, and I noticed in a lot of Dallas Preston's videos, he does an O thing where he makes his mouth big and he's like, I'm wondering if that is a part of an essential part of flawless skincare, to do those O things with your face. Because I'm pretty sure I saw that on the Kardashians as well.
It might be. I think I smile so much. I mean, in my day-to-day life, there could be something about the motion of just moving your face around that really does wonders for the skin. But I definitely have a smile on my face most of the time. So
I think I agree with you on that. I have difficulty keeping a still face. Wait, so what would we expect from your epic new OnlyFans, since it's hugely anticipated? I was seeing that you have millions of followers on TikTok, but I was seeing in the comments lots of them are saying, oh my god, when are you going to make an OnlyFans? And then I was seeing on Twitter people are going crazy over it.
Yeah. When I first started the social media journey, I've never been shy about, nudity or body image. I mean, it's body image is kind of another discussion, but I've never been shy about the idea of doing one.
Red light district where you're at, I like going to those red light districts and seeing what all the strippers, escorts, porn stars are wearing. I mean, I don't even care about porn or the actual stripping. I just like seeing what they're wearing.
Where I live, there's not a whole lot of it, and there's not a whole lot of people that do it down here. Unfortunately, it's a pretty vanilla place.
You are exciting.
You got to add a little flavor to your hometown, yeah. But I've never been, I've never been shy about doing it. I think for a long time, I didn't do it simply. I think people don't realize that when your family knows about your social media presence and they know about you and you have friends and folks, where you live and it's a small town, it's a little bit more daunting than, if I were to move away and that stuff didn't affect me as much anymore. But I'm kind of to a point where, I've kind of put it off for a long time and I know people really want it and I enjoy showing off. I enjoy, modeling, and I enjoy those kinds of things. So, there are some really big things. I'm actually in talk right now with a local photographer, and she's been in the business for a while. And so we have plans for a very, it's a themed photo shoot for the first one, and it's got a really cool theme behind it. I'm not going to spill too much because I have this thing where I don't want to put things out before it's, you know, before it's happened. But
copies.
Yeah, I will say I'm a little afraid of spilling it and then somebody, you know, doing it before me. But it's in the works right now.
Copycats don't necessarily do it beforehand, though. They kind of take a while. Like there is a guy that seems to copy all of my concept. A lot of people seem to be copying my concepts, but they seem like they do it kind of months, if not years later. Like there's one guy he seems like he's copied lots of my different looks, but he's like, right now he keeps teasing, I'm going to do a slutty Pikachu. And it's like, I did that 10 years ago.
I think in the work that we do, especially, you know, in anything that comes to creativity and having, you know, some sort of like juice behind the content that you put out, there's always going to be someone that, yeah, that either gets that inspiration or, you know, it goes from this person to this person and then this person copies it from this person. And it is a hard thing.
Oh my God, does this mean there's going to be a lot of tape copies? Are there going to be a lot of guys in cowboy hats running around West Hollywood?
Now, I don't know about that. I know I definitely didn't invent cowboy hats. But I will say, I personally, whenever people, you know, people do things that I've done or people take ideas that I've had, original ideas, and put their own spin on it, I try to step back from the situation and just, I try to be flattered by it, you know, the best that I can. Sometimes it is frustrating.
God, what about your iconic maid outfits? How you were hot in the maid outfit, but then you also remixed it into a cowboy maid, a sexy cowboy maid?
Yeah, that's where it all started. That was honestly one of the...
Oh my God, he looks...
And what was so interesting about it is, so, you know, the outfit that I had on in the first part of that video, which was a jacket, just like a jacket and some, you know, jeans and boots. That wasn't like a very, it's for where I live, that's not a very like dress up thing. It's just sort of like what you wear, you know, to the grocery store or whatever.
The cowboy outfit.
I'm
going to need to get to Kentucky if everyone is dressed as a sexy maid. Oh my God.
But it's funny because, you know, down here, that's what everybody wears. And so when I had it on, you know, I think people that aren't used to that culture, you know, or this culture saw it and was like, oh, it's like a cowboy going into a maid. But really it was just me going from my street clothes to a maid dress, which was like, so funny to me, but interesting, definitely interesting.
And hot.
Absolutely. Gotta keep it hot.
Flawlessest. Wait, so you said that your forthcoming iconic looks are top secret, but are you planning any special scene partners for your OnlyFans? I hear that the international superstar Dallas Preston, in his films, he makes demands that he only does scenes with epic giant superstars. Are you a giant superstar, and are you going to be doing a scene with Dallas Preston?
You know, that's a great question. So I think for the jump start, I think I'm going to try and focus on honing in on some solo content. I think for me, you know, I'm most comfortable, most in my element when I'm sort of by myself in front of a camera. And
you know,
I think
I've been getting all these messages from like sex toy companies, and they're like, we want to send you some free sex toys, we want you to give us a shout out on social media. And I was just looking at my DMs this morning, and one of them had some sort of toy. It's like some sort of weird futuristic vacuum thing, and it's like it looks like from the movie Aliens, and it's like a clear cylinder thing, and it, I guess, attaches and it vacuums and it makes the penis bigger. That looked kind of scary, but it also looks very futuristic. Are you going to be doing anything like that?
You know, I don't know. I'm definitely open to trying out different toys and trying out different things. I think as what I want the account to be, what I want the identity on OnlyFans to be, and anything when it comes to like my nude body is I do want it to be an extension of art for me. I think a lot of times in our space, the sort of culture around OnlyFans and around what we do, I definitely think that we lose a sense of like art about what it means.
There is a guy that I was a huge fan, and I thought he was so hot in all of his sparkly outfits. But then I feel like as he keeps posting on OnlyFans, suddenly it's become kind of just him wearing white, different white underwear, but it's always white underwear. And it's like, where did all the fun sparkly outfits go? And where did the sexified zombie go and the sexified Frankenstein? I was so upset by that. I mean, those other people, maybe they do want to see him in a white G-string, but I personally wanted to see him as a sparkly zombie.
I agree. I think when people put in that artistic effort, it definitely makes for really interesting to watch content. And it's always fun to watch people express themselves, and especially doing it in like, you know, the realm of adult content. I think it's amazing. It's a really cool form of art.
I agree. And I mean, like those Jenna Jameson videos, I feel like her whole thing, what set her apart was that she had all of that packaging, all the bright colors, the boxes made to look crystally. I mean, I don't think the content necessarily measured up to all of that. It was way before, I guess, smartphones and all of that. But I mean, her packaging and all of that looked artistic. It looked high quality. And I mean, I feel like that sort of thing should be kind of 360.
I agree. It's a good way to put it. I think giving people more substance in the content that they consume is always a good idea, and it's always fun to watch.
Oh my God. And what about James Cow, Jumbo Cow, and how hot he was in his Olivia Newton-John inspired look this week? Can we expect to see James Cow, Jumbo Cow in a Tate Hoskins original video? Would you do an Olivia Newton-John inspired look?
You know, I gotta be honest. I don't know for sure. I'm definitely open to, I'm open to just sort of exploring the venues and exploring all the options and seeing what feels right and what doesn't. But I'm always open to having fun and you know, doing anything that entertains is always a pleasure of mine.
Will there be dance moves just like on your TikTok, how there are dance breaks? I would like to see a cowboy line dance.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I actually just recently started doing a dance cardio class. So it's like a fitness class.
I've dance classes, but they all got canceled with the pandemic, and many of those places went out of business. Like, there were literally so many twerking classes right before the pandemic, and I had just discovered them. But then it was like they all closed that week, and then many of them never.
Yeah, no, it's the dance cardio class. It's honestly been probably one of the best. Like, I've never been in a better shape in my life.
What? Just
how much movement it takes for it.
I want to do a dance cardio class with you.
Hey, listen, who knows? Maybe in the future, maybe dancing is the venue. I don't know though. I got two left feet, and I'm not, you know, I'm not the most coordinated.
You wear a cowboy hat to your dance class?
I don't. I usually only wear this the cowboy hat out if I'm going to like a special event, or if I'm doing something you know, that is going to be notable that I'm there. If I'm trying to kind of blend in a little bit more, I usually just go for like a ball cap or something, and you
or
know,
a face mask. Do they wear face masks in Kentucky?
It's rare to go into places that are that it is required. But you want to, you know, any place that has a lot of people who, you know, could be exposed and things like that, we always try to keep it, especially in spaces where there's like more older crowds or younger crowds, we try to keep masks the best we can. And that's, you know, that says a lot. It is a little bit more of a rural area.
Derby with the big hats, and is there a special bigified version of the Tate Hoskins hat?
That's a good question. You know, I've never been to the Kentucky Derby. I've heard good things.
I want to go, and I want to wear like a tight short mini skirt, shirtless, with giant earrings and a giant hat with a giant feather and tall heels as I attempt to walk to the booth or whatever at the Derby and hold those spectator things.
Yeah, listen, you can get away with doing some really fun stuff at the Kentucky Derby. I think this year I'll probably be going to, I'm sure, a party or two for it, and I'll get to experience it for the first time. And
I want to go.
I'll keep an eye out. If I see you there wearing the mini skirt and no shirt, I'll definitely stop by and say hello.
Oh my God. This is so exciting.
It is. It's a cool place. It's really cool there.
So what are your favorite fashion looks? Who are your favorite fashion icons? And I suppose your planned fashion looks are top secret, but who are your favorite fashion icons?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say I definitely take, when it comes to fashion, I like to take inspiration from both masculine and feminine sort of icons throughout history. Like, I think we as a society sleep on some of the very iconic looks that came out, you know, in the 70s and 80s. And so it's, sometimes I'll just be scrolling through Twitter or something and I'll see an old vintage photo, or I'll see, you know, just some old piece of like punk art or punk outfit. And I'll just screenshot it and be like, all right, I got to remember that, I got to tear my shirt up that way, or I got to wear my hair like that at some point. But I think, you know, for actual people, Dolly Parton is a huge fashion icon for me. I think she embodies
Dollywood.
Oh, it's amazing. It's one of my favorite places on earth. It's so charming. But Dolly Parton is a big one that comes to mind. You know, I will say, like, a lot of inspiration from a lot of different people. And I think collectively, I don't have one specific person that I kind of look back to say, hey, you know, how do I mimic this, or how do I create this effect? But really it's just sort of a collage of different aesthetics, different styles, different cultures. You know, as long as I make sure that I go about it in a way that appreciates everything. And yeah, it's honestly, it's a fun time when you pull from everything, to get what you want out of the look.
Yeah. Oh my God. And we are set to do a TikTok duet music video. Oh my God. And it's going to be Spanish language, etc. Wait, no, not Spanish language, but Latin pop inspired.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I think I'm not very versed in like Latin pop or Spanish speaking or anything. but I will do my best to make it, you know, make it look good and work good and all that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Even if your other partners are not confirmed because of your high standards, I am confirmed. I am going to be here lit. It's going to be hot, flawless, epic. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, so your new channel is coming soon. Wait, but what about how they always keep putting sanctions on people? Would you ever choose a different platform other than OnlyFans?
You know, it's hard to say. I've seen a few different platforms come through, especially when OnlyFans had a little that little dip there where they were like, hey, right, you know, no more adult content. And I saw a few different platforms come up, and I think, you know, I think worst case scenario would be, you know, using,
Chatterbait sounds very, I don't think I have the confidence for these things, but I mean, if I were to do it, I would be like, catch me tonight at 8 o'clock on Chatterbait.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think live cams and stuff, that is something that I've, you know, I think I do really well in a sort of a live camera environment. And I could see that being something that I would get a lot of, you know, enjoyment out of. And if I knew that I was entertaining a crowd of folks, it would be very satisfying too. So maybe, you know, maybe with the OnlyFans, maybe there will be, you know, events that are more live stream focused and things like that. But okay. I could see that.
Oh my God, it's all so exciting. And after seeing you drink all that water, I feel like I should drink water to look hot like Tate Hoskins. Oh my God. Oh my God. And my music video with Tate Hoskins, the dance classes with Tate Hoskins, my debut at the Kentucky Derby. I'm excited. I'm so excited that I got to chat with you this morning, and I still love your backdrop. Your backdrop is flawless.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed, I definitely enjoy getting to meet and talk to new folks and see different people coming on and making creative content and just, you know, checking out some of the work that you've done on social media it's really cool. And I do want to say genuinely, you know, keep doing the things that bring more color and more fun into the world, because I think we find ourselves right in these times of war and violence and really hard, you know, hard moments. It's those things that we see that brighten our day, whether it's an artistic, you know, outfit or a podcast or just a picture, whatever the case is. So I'm a big advocate for spreading a little bit of sunshine and joy and color in the world. And I definitely think you're doing it great.
Thank you. Same to you. I am excited for that duet. It was nice chatting with you, and I am excited for all of your sparkly Dolly Parton inspired looks.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a really beautiful day.
Same to you. Bye.
See ya.